Hello everyone and welcome to Podcast by Dr. Dad. Today we have a very interesting topic, things that you can do at home for early childhood development. Early years are definitely very important, not only in terms of carefree play, but also because of the anatomy of the brain too. Brain are very different. They are pretty much moldable. There are four main areas of development. One is the physical or the motor. The second is the language and communication. Third is the social and emotional. And again, cognitive. Brain development is a part of cognitive development. The early years of a child's life are very important for overall health and development, even for the future. One of the main reasons is how fast the brain grows, starting from even before birth actually, and continuing into early childhood. Although the brain continues to develop and change into adulthood, the first 8 years can build a foundation. How well a brain develops depends on many factors in addition to genes. It can be the right nutrition starting in pregnancy itself, exposure to toxins during pregnancy or in any infection, and again the child's experiences with other people and the world. Children are born ready to learn and have many skills to learn over many years. They depend on parents, family members and other caregivers as their first teachers to develop the right skills to become independent and lead a healthy and successful life. How the brain grows is strongly affected by the child's experiences with other people and the world, like we mentioned. Nurturing care for the mind is critical for brain growth. Children grow and learn best in a safe environment where they are kind of protected from neglect and from extreme or chronic stress. During the early part of life, a lot of nerve connections are happening, or synapses for that matter. This rapid period of synaptogenesis plays a very vital role in learning, memory formation, and adaptation early in life. At about 2 to 3 years of age, the number of synapses hit a peak level. But then, shortly after this period of synaptic growth, the brain starts to remove synapses that it no longer needs. Once the brain forms a synapse, it can either be strengthened or weakened. This depends on how often the synapse is used. In other words, the process follows the use it or lose it principle. Synapses that are more active are the ones which are strengthened, and the synapses that are less active are weakened and ultimately pruned. The process of removing the irrelevant synapses during this time is referred to as synaptic pruning. Now, early synaptic pruning is mostly influenced by our genes. Later on, it's based on our experiences. In other words, whether or not a synapse is pruned is influenced by the experience a developing child has with the world around them. Constant stimulation causes synapses to grow and become permanent. But if a child receives little stimulation, the brain will keep fewer of those connections. So that brings us to things that you can do at home to pep up those brain cells. If your children are engaging in hours and hours of play every day, you can rest assured they are learning. So movement activities as category. Movement involves free play, which gives children time to run, skip, throw, gallop, catch, hop, bend, balance, walk, climb, whatever. And guided movement activities are also great. It can be a planned by adults sort of an activity where it can be obstacle course or balancing beams or throwing and catching games, etc. Number two is the music activity. Music involves activities such as learning simple nursery rhymes and poems. It can be singing songs, playing with musical instruments even, discovering sound through body percussion, playing music games. Music is not just about learning to sing and play instruments. Through music, children improve their vocabulary, memory, cognitive abilities, listening skills, auditory processing skills, rhythm, and many more things. Many of these skills are needed to be able to learn to read also. Children are naturally drawn to music and they enjoy it without the self-consciousness that many adults feel when singing and dancing. That brings to my third point, creative art. Which child doesn't love art? Almost everyone does. Most children want to draw, paint, and just be creative every day. They should have exposure to many different activities and mediums. Drawing with wax crayons, pencils, pens, chalks, etc. is one of the great things to do. Painting, including finger painting, stamp painting, any sort of painting, sponges, brushes, whatever works. Box construction, such as building a box out of waste material, and cutting, tearing, pasting, and collaging. Again, all of these are very helpful for gross motor, fine motor, and, you know, even the cognitive development per se. That brings us to our next point, that's reading. The benefits of reading to children are endless. Like literally endless. And bedtime stories should be a non-negotiable every single day. Parents and teachers should read to children in order to develop many skills. It is also a great time to stimulate higher order thinking skills and get your children involved in discussion that is sure to develop critical thinking and vocabulary. And not to forget imagination. And finally, play. I have left this one, but this is one of the best things a child does. Although the four activities listed above are still part of play, having play as a separate category is again a very important thing too. During play, children are learning non-stop. Here are some sort of examples: fantasy, dress up, or symbolic play. It can be a physical play, structured games with rules such as Kho-Kho or chasing the goose, etc., or even the lava. Then there are these memory games and card games. Also construction play using the blocks, the different sort of blocks that they can use. Then there is sensory play and fine motor play activities such as puzzles or pegboards, etc., or even threading the beads. Above all other activities, children need large pockets of time to play daily. Play is how they discover the world and make sense of it. I hope that you have liked today's podcast. We have tried to keep it short with to-the-point information. If you've liked our podcast, I'm sure you will like our website too. It's www.drdad.in. Have a nice day and a lovely evening. Thank you.